Chapter 1. The baby seems to be in the right position, but you haven't dropped yet, so I think you have a while still to go. Sarah Malloy managed a smile. No woman in the last month of her pregnancy wanted to hear she still had a while to go, especially in July. "How long is a while?" Jocelyn Robinson asked crossly as she sat up in her bed and rearranged her clothing after Sarah's examination. They were in Jocelyn's bedroom, which she obviously had newly decorated with the most stylish furnishings. "No one can say for certain. Babies come when they're ready."
"But I thought it would be easy to figure out, since I know exactly when the baby got started,"
Jocelyn said with a frown. By which Jocelyn meant that she knew the exact day when she had been raped by a young man whom she'd had no reason to suspect would do such a thing. Sarah's reassuring smile held. "That does make it easier, but even still, we can't predict exactly when the baby will come. You could give birth tomorrow and prove I have no idea what I'm talking about."
"I don't want to insult you," Jocelyn said with a rueful grin, "but I'd be very happy to give birth tomorrow, or even today."
She wrinkled her nose hopefully.
"Don't you know some midwife trick to hurry things along?"
Sarah laughed at that. "I know a dozen, but none of them really work. About all they accomplish is giving the expectant mother something to do while she's waiting." Jocelyn sighed and reached out in a silent request for Sarah to help her up from the bed. When she was on her feet, after some effort from both women, Jocelyn invited Sarah to join her downstairs for some cool lemonade. The parlor, like the bedroom and most of the rest of the house, had been redecorated since Jocelyn had married Jack Robinson in January. The dark, heavy velvet furnishings favored by the house's original owner, and left undisturbed after Jack had acquired the house, had been replaced by lighter, more fashionable damask, showing Jocelyn's excellent taste. Today the parlor windows were open to what little breeze was available, and the lemonade was a welcome treat. When the maid who had served them withdrew, Sarah said, "How are things going with you and Jack?" Jocelyn sighed, making Sarah a little fearful of what her answer would be. Sarah had, after all, played matchmaker for the couple, who hadn't even known each other until a few weeks before they wed.
"I can't believe how kind Jack has been to me. From the very first day, he's been so thoughtful about everything."
"I noticed that you are sharing the bedroom," Sarah said. The little signs of Jack's presence had been everywhere. Jocelyn smiled shyly at that, and the color blossomed in her cheeks.
"Yes, we have been, almost from the beginning. Jack is..."
She gestured helplessly. Sarah was sure she understood. Jack had set out to completely charm his bride, and he had obviously succeeded.
"So that part of your marriage is good," Sarah guessed.
Jocelyn sighed again.
"Better than good."
"But something isn't right," Sarah guessed again, wondering if she dared offer advice, or even if she would have any to give.
"Not really. It's just that..."
Sarah waited, giving Jocelyn time to choose her words.
"I can't help wondering if Jack will be able to accept the baby."
"Has he said anything to make you think he won't?"
"No, he hasn't. But he doesn't speak of the baby much at all. Neither do I, come to that. I think we're both a little self-conscious about it."
"He did understand that the baby is part of the bargain you made with him when you chose to marry," Sarah said. "I know some people think Jack Robinson is an immoral man because of the way he made his living, but he does have his own moral code. Keeping his word is important to him."
"Oh, I know he'll keep his word, but providing for a child..."